The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on those days to be cured, not on the Sabbath day." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites! Does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. The Gospel of the Lord. I mean, couldn't we just read the Gospel all day? Come on, yes. No, we've got other things to do, Father. No, you don't. Read the Gospel all day. No. It's just beautiful to meditate on Jesus and just how he acts, how he moves within a scene. I mean, it's graceful, right? It's always graceful. I mean, it goes without saying, I suppose. But boy, oh boy, how fantastic this is. My reflection really this morning is kind of a traditional way to talk about sin would be to say curvatus in se, to be turned in on oneself. And we can see kind of this woman hunched over. But I think if we're able to kind of imagine that, how sin turns us in on ourselves and has us crooked, hunched over, and the rest, maybe we can just see somewhere in our lives where we're not standing erect, where we're not, say, straight up, like we claim who we are, right? You can see almost the dignity breathed into this woman as a beloved child of God, right? Do we claim that same dignity each and every day? Here, in fact, Jesus's victory over the Satan, right, which he accomplished in the wilderness after his baptism, is being brought to life in this woman. And we know Jesus' ultimate victory over the devil comes in his crucifixion and his death. And he has defeated death. He has defeated death's corrupting power. And in his resurrection, he gives new life to the world, that we may be a new creation. And we see that power at work in this woman. Where is that power at work in us? Where do we need Jesus to give us his risen life today? Where do we need in our hearts to be animated anew by the love of God? The love of God that wants to set us free. My friends, Jesus today, just as every day, is opening for us a path to beauty, good life, you know, celebration of heaven come to earth. He's opening for us the way to beatitude, to happiness, to fulfillment of life. And we just have to give ourselves over to him in order to experience it. That doesn't mean that everything's, you know, oh, happy day once this happens, right? But he is giving us everything we need here and now, namely his love poured into our hearts. What more do we need? What more do we need? And but when we're filled to overflowing with his love, we realize that this is a gift that's meant to be given away. This is a gift that can't stay within ourselves. This is why we're oriented not in on ourselves, but outward toward God and to everyone whose path he crosses with ours today. Because there's plenty of need out of those doors. We are the people of no need because we have God. We have his love poured into our hearts. But there's plenty of need out there. And God wants you to encounter it so that his love can overcome it through you. But now simply we come before our Lord, our gracious Lord, and we offer ourselves to him that we may go where he wants us to go. We might follow where he leads.